Kafki Bati Mirabosai, my Rebbe, Rav Rosenzweig, every year speaks about some inyan relating to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Talmud Torah. I've heard that his Rebbe, Rav Lichtenstein, also is very makpid to give shiurim on Yom HaTzmaut, the inyan, also Kedushas Eretz. And the reason for that, I think, is quite obvious. We have a principle, Ein Omrim Halal Al Neshib Chutz La'aretz. If a miracle, even if the entire Jewish people is saved in Chutz La'aretz, we don't say halal for that. Of course, there's a chiyuv of Shevach V'Hodah, if Hashem saves us, the salvation in Chutz La'aretz, but it's not the same as in Eretz Yisrael. And for example, if theoretically, you know, the plan that some suggested, although it was a minority view, that there should be a Jewish state, not in Eretz Yisrael, if that had happened and we had made that state and there would have been an attack on that state and we would have been saved, we would certainly be obligated to thank Hashem to give Shevach Hodah, but it wouldn't require us or even allow for us to say Halal. And the reason for that is quite obvious. There's something different about Eretz Yisrael. There's something unique and central. It's so obvious we don't even have to elaborate on it about Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Yom HaTzmaut is a perfect time to think about that, to investigate, to uncover some of the beauty and the nature of Kedushas HaAretz, what makes it so unique, so special, that warrants Halal, even when the same thing could have happened in Chutz La'aretz, what's different about Eretz Yisrael. And particularly this year, we're in a Shemitah year, it's a very special year to be in Eretz Yisrael and to reflect it on Kedushas HaAretz. And it's remarkable, especially when we're thinking about Yom HaTzmaut and the Shevach V'Hodah to Hashem for what we have right now, to think about, we don't often take a step back when we're worrying about what fruits and vegetables we have to buy, to think about how remarkable it is that right now, probably more Jews are keeping Shemitah than maybe ever, definitely Bevadai, at least since the times of the Beis HaMikdash, although even the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the Nevi'im criticized Bnei Yisrael for not keeping Shemitah, so perhaps, Bezman Hazeh, right now, more Jews are keeping Shemitah than ever before, and that's an unbelievable thing, which is really all a consequence of Yom HaTzmaut, a consequence of the Jewish state being formed, and that is something so incredible to think about. And therefore, I thought it's very appropriate this year to think through the lens of Shemitah, to speak about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and particularly through the lens of the mitzvah of Shemitah. And we'll do that through the mitzvahs of Shemitah according to the Rambam. If you take a look at the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Seh Kuf Lamed Hei, he formulates Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Hei, He shetzivanu lishbos ma'avodas ha'aretz b'shana shvius. The mitzvah is to be shoves, you as a person should be shoves from doing avoda on the land during Shemitah. V'hu amr yisvarech b'charish uv'katzer tishbos. From a pasuk, he sees that b'charish uv'katzer tishbos. V'kvar nichbol hatzivoy zeh pa'amim. This sivoy is repeated multiple times in the Torah. V'omar shabbos shabboson yelaretz. There's a different pasuk, shabbos shabboson. V'kvar kadam lanu omram hay shabboson asei. We know, the Rambam has mentioned previously in Sefer Mitzvot, the lashon of shabboson is an asei, an act of asei for you to do. V'omar yisal gamkein, a third pasuk, v'shavsa ha'aretz shabbos lahashem. So we have three pasukim the Rambam enumerates over here. And it's already something to think about. Why, number one, in the Torah, why we have these three different psukim, and in the Rambam, why he's highlighting it, and whether there's a different implication about the mitzvah of Shviyas from these different psukim. At first glance, one pasuk, the first pasuk that he quotes, Becharish uvekatzer tishbos, it's clearly a chiyuv on the gavra. You should be shovitz. But the other two psukim, Shabbos shabboson yeh la'aretz, and v'shavsa ha'aretz, Shabbos Lashem, the emphasis, the focus is on the land itself. The land should have a Shabbos as opposed to Tishbos. And the question is, what is the relationship between those two things? If you take a step back, though, the Rambam doesn't seem so problematic, but there are a lot of troubling things going on behind the scenes. And the Rav Daniel HaBavli, for those who don't know, Rav Daniel HaBavli was a gadol right after the time of the Rambam, around the time of the Rambam, after the Rambam was dead. And he was bothered by a lot of the things that happened in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, and he asked the questions to the Rambam's son, Rav Avram ben Rambam. So you have this whole correspondence on a number of issues between Rav Daniel HaBavli and the Rambam's son, Rav Avram ben Rambam. And over here, you have one of these examples of these things, where Rav Daniel HaBavli is troubled by two things about this Rambam, about this essay. Number one is the pasuk that the Rambam began with. She'ilo od kasha li mashamonami mashami yuchod bishvius mina mitzvos maimer akasa bechar shukasu tishvos. He says, I don't understand how the Rambam could use this pasuk of bechar shukasu tishvos. I'll explain the background outside. The background is that there's three shitos in the Tanayim about how to interpret this pasuk. One of them is that bechar shukasu tishvos is talking about Shemitah, but not Shemitah itself, but Tosefes Shvius, talking about a chiyuv that you're not allowed to do malacha at a certain amount of time before Shvius. But that's not what we're talking about here. And we don't paskin like that daya. We paskin like the daya who interprets that this pasuk is really talking about Shabbos. It's a din about Shabbos. And we learn Tosefes Shvius from Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. That's Rabbi Gamliel. And then there's a third shita in Masechet Shabbos, Rabbi Nassim, who says that this pasuk also is referring to Shabbos, and it teaches the din of Chiluk Malachos on Shabbos, this pasuk. So in the Tanaim, basically, there are two shitos that say that this pasuk is referring to Shabbos. One shita says that's referring to Tosefes Shvius, but the Rambam seems to paskin like one of the shitos who interprets that it's relating to Shabbos. So if this pasuk is talking about Shabbos, how can he quote it as the mitzvah of Shvius? Lishvos ma'avodas haaretz v'shana Shvius, if this is not how he learns the pasuk. That's question number one of Rav Daniel Bavli. The second question is whether it's really true. The pasuk is b'charish u'v'katzer tishbots, which seems to say that you can't do charisha, plowing. But is charisha really usur in Shvius? A question we'll get to more later. But Rav Daniel Bavli himself says he doesn't think that it's possible there could be an asay for charisha for reasons which his shita itself, there's more to talk about. It's a strange shita. But he says in the bold, u'memashi yame setzlenu, k'acharish v'shvius b'lav, greida, he says, Charisha and Shvius is a lo sase, it's a lav, you get malchus for it, that's not an obvious shita. But he says, if that's true, another strange question, which is that if it's true that Harisha is a lav, and then there'd be an asay, it should be a lav hanita klase, you wouldn't get malchus. But he says, the Gemara says that you do get malchus for it, although there really is a machlokas in the Gemara about it. The second question is less of a big deal for the Rambam than the first, but the first question is a massive question on the Rambam. How can he possibly quote a pasuk that really should be talking about Shabbos as the mitzvah of Shvius? So Rav Avram ben Arambam, the second source over here in the Maisa Nisim, he gives a more technical answer to this question. Because you're really stuck. The Rambam, this pasuk for the Rambam, shouldn't be talking about Shvius. So he says over here, Rav Alkein Samach Zal Asvaris Misha Asa Kasav Azeb Shvius. He quotes that in the Midrashim, although it's not in Gemara, in the Midrashim we find Shitos and Tanayim who also say that this pasuk is referring to Tosefes Shvius. And he says that the Rambam is basing himself on those Shitos. And even though, according to those Shitos, it's not really talking about Shemitah itself, it's talking about Eres Shvius, Umotzei Shvius, and maybe even after Shvius, but it's not talking about the Shemitah year itself. That doesn't mean that it's not also referring to Shvius. That would be a very bizarre thing. Sometimes has this refrain when something looks inconsistent. It'll say, how does it make sense that the citizen should be on the ground and the ger will be up in the sky? It's incongruous that the primary thing should be missing something while the secondary thing should have it. And therefore, if these Tanayim are learning that this pasuk, the Charish Katzer Tishbos, refers to Eres Shvius, Kol Shekein, if Charish is Aser on Eres Shvius, of course it's going to be Aser on Shvius itself. So they say, he's saying the Rambam is being so meek that even though this pasuk is not about Shvius, it's about Eres Shvius, you can take from it and use it towards Shvius as well. But this is really a difficult answer also, because at the end of the day, they're not talking about Shvius, they're talking about Tosefes. And there is actually an easy answer to his question about how could it be true that it's usur only on Eres Shvius and not Shvius itself, which is Charisha, the primary function of Charisha, we'll hopefully also get to this later, is preparatory. And that's what the Rambam actually says in Mishnah Torah, that Charisha on Eres Shvius is usur mivnei shemasachna l'shvius. It prepares for Shvius. So it's yitachin that really, in a way, Charisha could be usur deoraisa on Eres Shvius because you're preparing for Shvius. It's a preparatory act. But on Shvius itself, it might actually not be usur deoraisa because it's not an inherent malacha. It's just preparatory. So perhaps we need to elaborate more on Rav Avram Ben Aramam's answer and try to give a different solution for the Rambam why he quotes this pasuk. On page 2, the Ma'ari Korkas has this great arifah, so we won't read it all inside, about this question. He's also bothered by this question, how the Rambam can quote this pasuk, even though he paskins like Rabban Gamliel, and that who interprets that this pasuk refers to Shabbos. And he has basically 3.5 answers to this issue. So answer number 1, also over here in the bold, if you look, he says, "Mikan yir li lomar, shadas rabinu hu gadas harash, shekasa de farisha b'shvias asura min ha-Torah, va'af agadim matin and shar avos harisha l'matin olay." So number 1, Ma'ari Korkas believes that the Rambam's view is that harisha on shvias is asur min ha-Torah itself. Skip down. Ma'ashma de b'shita le de harisha b'shvias asura le min ha-Torah, va'akan lo poly b'rishmal al b'shnei prakim, shesur v'lav de reis aninu el hilchasa. So he thinks that Rabbi Gamliel agrees that Shvius, the Harish is going to be Aser Min HaTorah. So then, how could the Rambam quote this pasuk? He says, "Umeata l'kach kasev Rabbeinu pasuk zeh l'kan lo dienu she'aser Harish v'Shvius Aser Min HaTorah. V'hilchasa galilon d'bichlal v'shavs arisi v'hismi v'osar Rabbeinu l'pasuk zeh sheniskar bo Harish v'Harish." Okay, so to take a step back outside, what he's explaining is that the Rambam felt that it's certainly true that Harisha must be Aser in Shvius. Oh, what's the makar for it? It really comes from Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. And that's how he passed on. Like Rabbi Gamliel holds that there's Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, that Harisha on Eretz Shvius is Aser. So why did the Rambam quote this pasuk before Shvius Tishbos? Not because it's the real makor, but because he wanted you to know that Harisha is Aser on Shvius, so use the pasuk that used the word Harisha, even though it's really talking about Shabbos, because the din is true regardless. The din is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, so it's the wrong pasuk, but it's to make this point, that harisha is aser on shvius. Okay? That's a very shocking type of thing. He has a different suggestion. V'asherod, t'chuli alma modu demilos harish l'tzorech harisha b'shvius gufa hudasa. His second suggestion is that really, when we have this machlokes, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Kiva, about how to interpret this pasuk, where Rabbi Kiva says, b'charish u'v'katzer tishbos refers to erish shvius, and Rabbi Gamliel says, no, it refers to Shabbos, and we learn Tosefet Shvius from Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. The Machlokes is not about the entire Pasuk. The Machlokes is about that second half of the Pasuk, is what he's suggesting. That it's, the Pasuk says, B'charish uv'katzer tishbos. And he's saying that Rabbi Gamliel holds that the B'charish part of the Pasuk is referring to Shemitah, and that's needed to teach you that Harish is Aser B'Shvius. B'charish tishbos, but the katsir is extraneous, and that's what Rabbi Gamliel says. The katsir refers to Shabbos, and Rabbi Kiva says, no, the katsir refers to Tosefes Shvius. Amazing. Very mikudash. Tosfos in Moikatan Daf Gimel says this answer also. It's a very mikudash read, but Tosfos says it also in Moikatan Daf Gimel. This approach, and therefore, he's justifying the Rambam using this pasuk in Sefer HaMitzvos that refers to Shvius, because the Bicharish part does, but for him, this pasuk is kind of split in half. Half of it's referring to Shvius, half of it's referring to Shabbos, which in itself, that's probably a topic in its own right, the overlap and relationship between those two ideas. As Noah said, it's very mechudash to say that the pasuk is going to be split. The more they believe that Shvius and Shabbos have some type of intrinsic link, then perhaps that mitigates that slightly, although that we're not going to elaborate more on that right now. It's fine. So those are two answers. He continues to give a third answer, which is down at the bottom. It says, I'm not finding it right now. His third answer, basically, I'm not finding it inside. It's a long piece. That's what had the problem when you print a full page from my book. But his third answer is that Rabbi Shmuel holds that the entire pasuk refers to Shabbos, not Shemitah, like our original assumption. And even though the Rambam seems to paskin like him, that Tosefet Shvius is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that's not really true. We split. We don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva, but we also don't paskin like this shita of Rabbi Shmuel. I think I was saying Rabbi Gamliel before, but that's my dad, Rabbi Shmuel. His answer is, this third answer is basically like Rav Avraham and Rambam's answer, which is, There is a third option. We can find shittos in the Tanayim, in the Midrashim, who hold that this pasuk refers to Erev Shvius, and then we can kind of use it for Shvius, even though it's not really for Shvius. And then his fourth answer, which is 4.5, he just says at the very end, this I can find on the top of page 3, Umikol makom kvar kasafti pa'amim rabos, I've written many times, she'en rabinu medaktik b'rayis v'drashos ha'psukim, that the Rambam's not so careful about the psukim that he quotes. The alfa bishanitha is a raya, and even if the raya is not a good raya, kosev us rabbeinu, kevin sha'adin din emes. If the din is true, then he'll quote it anyway. And therefore, masmech us rabbeinu apostaka yoser mevuar. He'll do the more clear pasuk. So, what he's suggesting over here is something which is not so satisfying in the Rambam. He's saying basically a huge lav dafka. The Rambam doesn't care about accurate makoros. This is an answer that actually you find often in Bali Tosis throughout Shas, that Bali Tosis say this in the Gemaras, that the Gemara will quote often the wrong pasuk, and Bali Tosis will say, yeah, because the Gemara doesn't really care about accurate psukim, it cares about the limud yoser mevuar, comes up with Mila docha Shabbos, which pasuk is it, Yimol, or is it Yom Hashmini, whatever. So Bali Tosis say things like that. It happens to be Rabbi Mori of Rosenzweig usually likes to say that the Rambam is actually very meduyuk about the psukim. He's very meduyuk about the psukim he quotes and about the psukim that the Gemara's quote and thinks that there's tremendous meaning to it. So we wouldn't want to be stuck with this answer that it's a big lav dafka and it has nothing to do with Shvius whatsoever. So just to take a step back. The issue is the Rambam quoting this pasuk, Becharish v'katzer tishbos, even though he seems to paskin that this pasuk refers to Shabbos. The answers are not so satisfactory. They range from basically lav dafka, it doesn't refer to Shabbos, but he used it anyway, or it's because there are shittos who think that this pasuk refers to Erev Shvius, and therefore the Rambam thinks Memela must refer also to Shvius, or a very mifidash read that Becharish actually does refer to Shvius, and the Rambam was just saying that the second half of the pasuk, Ubekatzir, refers to Shabbos. But basically, we're still left off with the question. Why did the Rambam choose this pasuk? And even if you are satisfied with some of these answers, you can still wonder. There were 3 psukim to choose from. Why did the Rambam choose the one which is the most dafik? It's undoubtable, whether that's a word or not, but it's undeniable that the psukim of Shabbos, Shabbos, and La'aretz, and Shabbos, La'aretz, Shabbos, La'ashem, are clearly referring to Shemitah. They're mitzvah saseh of Shemitah. So why would the Rambam begin with Becharish v'katzer tishbos, this pasuk which is very controversial, and even if you could work it out, it's not really such a good pasuk to quote for Shemitah. Okay, so again, is Shemitah, we have psukim that relate to the Gavra, we have psukim that relate to the land itself, Shabbos Haaretz, what's going on there? Number 2, the Rambam's usage of Becharish v'katzer tishbos, and what's really going on over here. So we're going to leave that for now, and we're going to move to...
questions kind of reflect on one another. I mean, it's weird, having the aspect of Chetzer and Gavra, of the land versus the person, also reflects... I mean, the pasuk, which is a little bit of a funny pasuk, is the only one...
Exactly. That's a very significant point, which Mirat Hashem will return to, but that's a very, very important point.
The Rambam also alludes to it a little bit, interestingly, at the end of the Rambam... page 1,
yeah.
Where he says the aim of Lubasim in Atura Elder and Shell, which implies that there's some concept of a mitzvah on the Gavra there, because the other things are would strip. I mean, the other two psukim only imply any merits Shell at all.
Right. That's also a good point. I'm asking.
That could be true also.
If we turn to on page 3 to the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yoga in the Mishnah Torah, we see that there's just more confusion in the Rambam about the mitzvahs of Shemitah. There's just a lot of confusion going on. So the Rambam says, well, actually, if you look on the second makor on page 3, the Rambam in his koteret to Hilchos Shemitah V'Yoga, he formulates the mitzvah as Shetishvos Haaretz B'Shvius Mimalachta, which we translate that the land should rest on Shvius Mimalachta. Shetishvos Haaretz B'Shvius Mimalachta. That sounds like a Chovas Hakarka. It sounds like it's a din in the land itself being Shovis. But In Halacha Aleph, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, he formulates it differently. Mitzvos say, more similar to how he did in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos say, Lishvos me'avodas ha'aretz, me'avodas ha'ilan. Lishvos means that you should shovis, not shetishvos ha'aretz, but that you should be shovis from avodas ha'aretz v'avodas ha'ilan. Which, by the way, agav is another interesting point, which we'll also get more into, that in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ram just said a general phrase, Lishvos me'avodas ha'aretz. Here, he expands, a double formulation. Lishvos me'avodas ha'aretz ve'avodas ha'ilan. Two categories. In the Kotaret also, it was just one category. Shetishvos ha'aretz v'shvias melachta. So we have a confusion going on about here again between the Kotaret and the halacha about whether this is a gavra din or a chovas hakakra din. And we have a confusion a little bit about whether there's one category of avodas ha'aretz or there's two categories, avodas ha'aretz v'avodas ha'ilan. And then what does Ram here do? He continues, Bishan Shinamar, what pasuk? It's a din on the gavra. You'd expect the pasuk that he would quote in Sefer Mitzvot, but he changes the order. He says here, Bishaf Sa'arit Shabbos Lashem, which sounds like it's a din in the karka, but he's using it to teach that there's a mitzvah sasei on the gavra, lishvos. But then he continues, Shinamar Biparishu Kasar Tishvos. He quotes that same pasuk again, the controversial pasuk, although in a different order than he did in Sefer HaMitzvos. And if you do a malacha from avodas haaretz or ilanos, you're mevatel this asay. The avar alos asay, and you violate alos asay, which he has not yet introduced. Shenamar sarcha lo sizra v'charmecha lo sizma. So Rambam does a lot in this one halacha. Number one, there's a confusion between shvisas hagavra versus shvisas haaretz, shvisas haharka. We have two psukim here, in a different order than in the Sefer HaMitzvos. He says that the way that you violate this asay is that if you do melacha from avodas ha'aretz, that sounds very general, we don't know what that means, it's a very broad thing, it sounds like any melacha from working the land would be a matad asay, and then he links it with the los asay of sarcha lo sizra v'charmecha lo sizma. But then in Halakha Beis, the Rambam does something very interesting. He says, "Ein alokim in haTorah, ela hazria o hazmira v'aksira v'tzira." Ad Khan, we've had, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Kotaret, in Halacha Aleph, we've had no indication of what is Avodas Ha'aretz. The Rambam's been using very general language. That if you do any malacha from Avodas Ha'aretz, that's going to violate the essay of Shemitah. But now the Rambam says something very specific. You only get Malchus min HaTorah if you do four actions. Planting, Zmira, some type of what's the good English word for it?
Pruning,
which helps it grow, and ksira and betzira, which are also the same thing. Just one is harvesting grain, and the other one's harvesting things from trees. Now the Rambam moves from a very general din of avodas haaretz to very specific four specific actions that you get malchus for. Of course, he didn't say ino aser min haTorah ella. He just said ino loka ella. So there's four things you get malchus for. But if you continue, it gets more problematic. Vizmira bechalal zriya ubitzir bechalal ksira. Pruning is included under zriya because they're basically the same thing. Both of them are meant to promote growth. Just one is on the ground and one is on the tree. And one is harvesting on the ground and one's harvesting on the tree. Vilama prata nakasiv lomer. Why did the Torah explicitly say all four of them in psukim? Lomer lecha al shtei toladus elu bavadu chayiv v'ashar hatoldos shiba avodas haaretz. So why did the Torah explicate these four things? Zriya, Zmira, Tzira, Ksira, to teach you that you're only chayiv min haTorah on these four things and not on any other act of avodas haaretz. So now he's acknowledging there are other acts of avodas haaretz, but you're not chayiv on them. Even though, Akan, he was using the same word, avodas haaretz, as the asay and the los asay, even in Halakha Aleph. So you don't get malchus, but you do get malchus mardus, which is open to question. What does that mean? Is that because it's a din derabanan, or maybe it's still a deraisa, but it's a deraisa that doesn't get malchus deraisa, and you get malchus derabanan? Continue on, halacha dalet, ketzad, hachofer o achorish l'tzorech hakarka, o hamasakal o mazavel, if you dig, or you do harisha for the sake of promoting growth in the ground, or you remove certain stones, or you fertilize the ground, which are not direct acts of zriya. Ukiyotze behen, mishar, avodas haaretz, again, the general term. V'chein amarech o amarkiv, or these things which involve promoting growth on trees. Now he adds the word midivrehem. What do you want to say?
It's a palette.
That you have over here. Makas mardus midivrehem. Now he adds midivrehem. It sounds, again, derabanan. But is it the iser derabanan, or is it just the makos midiraba? So, a very complicated series of Rambams over here, where it's very unclear what really is the mitzvah saseh, and even the mitzvah lo saseh of Shemitah. Is it very specific, or is there a general idea going on? And is it a din in the gav, or is it a din on the karka, and what's happening with the psukim? In the Sefer HaMitzvos and the lo saseh, we encounter the same issue, or it's an issue when it's put next to the Rambam in the Mishneh Torah. Because if you look over here, the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos lo saseh, Rishchav to Rishchav Gimel, Mitzvah Rishchav, Hishes Iranu, Miavodas Haaretz. What's Aser? Avodas Haaretz. What's Avodas Haaretz? I don't know, sounds like everything. Sounds like any Avoda on the land. Bishnas Shrivs. Vuhu Amri Salah, Sarchalos Israel. Vichol Mishavar Alav Zed Loke. Fine. Mitzvah Rishchav Aleph, Hishes Iranu, Avod Ilan. To do any Avodas HaIlan. Also general. And then he does something even worse. The Loshen Sifra, he quotes a Sifra. Hazera v'azamir bichlal hayu. Zriya and Zmira were bichlal. V'lama yatu. Why were they explicated? Lahakish aleihem. He says something different than he said in the Mishneh Torah, right? He said, Zmira bichlal zriya, v'zir bichlal zriya. Lama pratan akasav. To teach you that you're only chai for those and not anything else. But here he says, Zriya and Zmira were bichlal. Why were they Yotze? Lahakish aleihem, to connect everything to them. Ma'azer v'zamir michadin shen avoda ba'aretz uvi ilon, just like Zriya and Zamira are miyuchad that they're an avoda on the land and in a tree, af ami aimli ela dover shu avoda ba'aretz uvi ilon. So we're going to be marve anything else, which is an avoda ba'aretz uvi ilon, which sounds like everything. It's not just a specific Yisurin. Anything which is avodah be'aliyah, ilan. It's more clear if you look in the Sifra itself, on the bottom of page 3, it's explicit in the Sifra that he's quoting from. Right? The Rambam says, v'shafs aretz, yachum l'ach v'arboros v'shichin u'ma'arus u'ma'lasakin es ha'mikvos. You might think that v'shafs aretz means you can't do anything on the ground. You can't dig a well. You can't dig irrigation things. You can't fix mikvos. No, tamad lomer sarchalo sizra v'charmer chalo sizmar. You might think that's only true. You're only not allowed to plant. But how do I know you can't plow or do other types of acts in the ground that are going to be beneficial to planting but are not planting itself? You're not allowed to do any malacha in your field or in your carrot. And the Sifra continues. Over many, many things that you're not allowed to do. Tamalomer, sadcha lo, how do I know I can't be mekarsim, mezardim, v'chula, you get the point. And then involved in the Sefer on top of page 4, we have v'karmecha lo, yocha lo, yikashay, tachas azeitim, lo yimalas, and the kayim, shetachas azeitim, lo yasa, ugyos, bein, ilon, ilon, chaviro. Tamalomer, sadcha lo, sizr, v'karmecha lo, sizmar. Zera v'hazamr, b'chlaha, you, and this is the point that Rambam actually quoted. Zera v'hazamr, b'chlaha, v'lam, yatsu, l'hakish lehem. So the Apella on the Rambam is quoting this Sifra. Not only is he using general Lashon, he's quoting from the Sifra, which Beferish is being marbet tens and tens of Avodos that are Aser in Shemitah. And at the same time, in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam is very clear that the only thing that is Bechlal the Easter are the things that are Beferish in the Pasuk, which is Zera Vizima. So what's going on? Yeah.
In the from the Sifra, is it mashma you would get Malkus on all the Shavuos?
It's not clear. It doesn't actually say whether you would get Malkus or not. It sounds like it's totally Aser D'oraisa. The question is whether you would get Malkus or not.
And in the Rambam, you're saying in the Mishnah Torah, it's mashma that it's not D'oraisa.
It's definitely not Malkus, and it sounds even like it's not D'oraisa. It'll become even more clear that it's not D'oraisa later. We'll see that the Rambam in later, after Halakha Dalet, he moves to say a number of heterim that exist for all these other types of Isurim. And he says, why were the Chazal Mekel on all these things? Because they're only Aser Midivrei, and like I said, Bichloi. So it really does sound like they're all D'rabbanan.
Sefer HaMitzvot is Mashmah Deraisa.
Exactly, exactly. But then Sefer HaMitzvot is Mashmah Deraisa, both from the general language and also from the quotation of the Sifra, which seems much more explicit, unless you say the entire Sifra is Asmachta Ba'alma, which is not the Pasha of the Sifra, but the Gemara in Moed Katan has that suggestion in a sense. Okay. So a very troubling bunch of Rambams. And we're going to make it worse. Before it gets better, we'll make it worse. So there's another issue here in the Los Asses. And that is, we saw basically the Rambam quoting from the Gemara Moed Katan. It's on the top of page 4. The Gemara Moed Katan has a line where it says, Mechti, Zmira b'chlal zriya, u'bitzira b'chlal tzira. It makes sense. Pruning, which is a way of enabling a tree to grow, is basically like it's included under the category of planting. And harvesting on trees is included under the category of harvesting on the ground. So if that's the case, Lamai Hilchasa Kasvin Rahmana, why did the Torah have to say Zomer and Botzer if they're really included already in Zoreya and Botzer? Lamimra, Dahani told us Mechayiv, Afranaisa Lo Mechayiv. The whole point is to teach that you're only Chayiv on these toldos, the toldos of Zomer and Botzer, but any other tolda, you wouldn't be Chayiv on. Fine. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, I would if I just had Zoreya and Kotzer, I would have known to include toldos. And this is also a topic in its own right. But once the Torah explicated Botzer and Zomer, so now I know only those things are Chayiv, nothing else is Chayiv. Okay. Another piece of background is that the Rambam...
What does he do about the Avot?
Shire Avot. This becomes... it's a great question. Also not for now, but it's dealt with. Another piece of background to this is that the Rambam in his Shorashim, in the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos, he elaborates on his philosophy, his methodology in counting mitzvos. What counts as a mitzvah and what doesn't. So one of the things he discusses is here on page 4. Va'al yitacha gamkin heyos ha'azar nechtalas b'milos mischalfos. Don't be very careful when you have one iser that's formulated in the Torah with words that are interchangeable. And he gives an example. What does that mean? Kimo omri yisala lo se'olel acharecha. The pasuk says, lo se'olel acharecha, if you have leftover grapes, that you shouldn't go ahead and go back to get them. Achar she'omru v'shechachata omer besada. We have a din of shechacha, which is basically the same thing, that if you have leftover grain, you forgot it there, don't go back. Lo sashuv l'kachto. So the Rambam says, don't think that these things are different, distinct. Ki'in elu shnei lavin. These are not two different things. Aval hi azara achas. Me'inyan achad. It's one yisr. It's the same idea. And that is, v'hu shalei yikach ma'ashashachach minatvua o aperos. It's very obvious. It's one din, one halacha. When you forget some of your peros, don't go back to get them. Leave them for the anyan. V'hevi bazeh shnei dimyonim. The Torah just brought you two examples of the same din. Danavim v'zeisim. The Torah just gave you two psukim, one to show you that this din is true by tvua, and one to show that it's true by anavim v'zeisim. So the Rambam says this is all one iser. When you have an iser which is basically the same thing, don't go back to get your chef. It doesn't matter that the Torah gave you examples with different cheftzos. It's the cheftzos is not so significant. It's really the pu'ula, the action, that's significant. And going back to our friend Rav Daniel Bavli, he was very troubled based off of this, the Rambam's internal logic, why he does something different here. So he asks over here on page 4. Fishi tasozal, according to the Rambam's own shita, yeroi limnos zmira v'zria deshvius belav echa. You should really count Zmira and Zriya together as one losase. Ukazeh b'tzir b'tzira d'shvius b'lav echad. And Kotzer and Botzer also you should count as one losase. Why? Zaksiv, the pasuk says, Sarcha losizra, karcha losizmar. V'amr zah, Zmira b'chla Zriya, b'tzira b'chla k'sira. The Gemara said that Zmira is a subcategory, it's included in Zriya, and b'tzira is included in k'sira. They're basically the same thing. V'lama huskaru, what was the only reason the Torah counted, quoted them? To teach you, Ahani told us with Mechayiv Acharnei Salom Mechayiv, that you're not Chayiv on other things. Vizos Mira Vizria Shem Echad. They're basically the same exact thing. They're both planting. Just one's planting a tree and one's planting on the ground. Ukmochein Bitzir Bitzir Shem Echad. They're both harvesting. Who cares that one's on the ground and one's on a tree? V'kfar manam zal ba'arba lavin. But the Rambam counted four separate losases. V'chai v'chul echa mehem malchus b'vne'atzim. And the Rambam said, you're chai malchus for each one independently. And he said, I don't understand. It goes against the Gemara who said, z'mira b'chlal z'ira. Right? V'lama huskeru. Ki ein habdel etzlam. Bein ha'nemar b'yisra avodus karka. U'bein ha'nemar b'yisra avodus ilan. Kishneim en yonachad. He says, you see from the Gemara which said that v'chlal hayu, that it was included, that shows that there's no difference, there's no fundamental difference between the same act on the ground and the same act for a tree. It's the same thing. The Gemara said, Bichlal hayu. And therefore, the Rambam, this should be just like Shechecha on the ground and Shechecha on the tree. It's one Isser, it's one thing. So why did the Rambam count them separately? Yeah.
Why did the Rambam count them separately?
The Rambam, if you look back on page 3, Sefer HaMitzvos, he has Rishchaf is Zoreya, Rishchaf Aleph is Avod Ilan, which is losizmor. Reshchaf Beis is Ksira on the ground, and Reshchaf Gimel is Ilanos. Yeah. So he counted them independently, but when it came to Shikha, he counted them together. He said Ilan and ground, it's all the same thing. It's just, don't go back and get your produce. That's the Bam Kasha of Rav Daniel Bava, yeah.
Also, you move from the fact that I said Lama.
Exactly, exactly. That's Rav Daniel Bava's Kasha. Rav Daniel Bava says it's Beferish and Gemara. So Rav Avraham Rambam here has says, you know, if you read it, we'll skip this part, but if you read it, if you want to go back and read it, Rav Avraham Rambam and Rav Daniel Bavli, if you read their exchanges, they're very charif with one another, back and forth. There's a lot of charifas going back and forth, and often they're kind of, as Rav Rosenzweig likes to say, talking over each other in their points, but they do it adamantly. So he first has this hakdama where he is saying that Rav Daniel Bavli has no das, and that anyone with any das would know that this is so obvious. But his answer to the question is that this case of Zomer and Zoreya is totally different from Shechecha. Why is that? He says here in the bold. Omnam Omri Sparech, V'chamrecha lo Sizmer, Achar Omru Sarcha lo Sizra. Right, the Psukim say both of these things, Chamrecha lo Sizmer, after it already said Sarcha lo Sizra. Matzano mefurish lechazal sheyora, ki ein ze bole galos aladin hazeh harishon shenaleg noheg gam bezulos mekomo. Right, the reason why we explicated it was not to teach the original din, because we would have known that anyway. Avol lahasir me'amachshava hayakish alav. Right, the whole point that the Torah explicated these things was to prevent you from thinking something, to exclude a hava mina. I would have thought, if the Torah just had said Lo Sizra, I would have thought anything which is similar to Zriya is also Kmo Hazmira v'Acharisha v'Natia v'Domehem. Ach Hashir Shana Yisparach Achar Zev Amr v'Chamercha Lo Sizmor. But once the Torah repeated and said this pasuk Chamercha Lo Sizmor Hora, it taught Ki Noig Adin Ach B'Shtei Mine Azre Ilu B'Ilan Uvasade. Taught that this din is actually only true in these two cases, v'hader demunam bizulosam. In the maskana, basically, removed the havamina. So basically, this machlokes between Rav Avraham ben Arama and Rav Daniel Bavli is a classic machlokes havamina maskana. The havamina of the Gemara was that zmira b'chlal zriya have it. That if we just had those zizra, we would have included vidmarbe, zomer, and everything which is doma to zriya. So Rav Daniel Bavli looks at that and says, you see from there that there's no difference whatsoever between Zomer and Zoreya. Rav Avraham Rambam said, yeah, that was the Havamina. But what's the Maskana? The Havamina was that anything Doma to Zoreya would be Usur. But the Maskana of the Gemara is, no, don't think that. We're not learning. The din here is not Zoreya and anything which is Doma to it is Usur. No. The Torah is teaching you that specific things are Aser, only Zoreya and only Zomer, and nothing else. And therefore, they're separate mitzvos, because it's not true. We've now gotten rid of, for whatever reason, we have to explain it why, we've gotten rid of our assumption that Zomer b'chlal Zoreya. Because if it was really true, Zomer b'chlal Zoreya, everything else that was b'chlal Zoreya should still be Aser. Once the Torah teaches us that it's dafka Zomer and not anything else, that shows that we actually care about the difference between them and not the similarity between them. And therefore, they should be counted separately. Now, what is the difference? What does that mean? At the end of the day, why isn't it like Shechecha? So I think what you have to say, to elaborate on Rav Avraham ben Rambam, is that the Rambam understood that by saying specifically only this thing, only Lo Sizmer and nothing else, the Rambam understood that what the Torah was doing was saying, this is not one din with multiple chafzas, but okay, it's really all the same. Shikra is the same on the ground as it is in the tree. The Rambam understood that this was the Torah's way of establishing two categories of avoda and shvius. Category one, avodas ha'aretz. And that's represented by lo sizra. And that's fundamentally different to category number two, which is avodas ha'ilah. And that's the Torah's chiddush, is that the chafzas do matter. The chafzas do matter in shvius, and that there's a fundamental difference between chafzas shel karka and a chafzas shel ilon when it comes to shvius. And that's something that, again, we have to get back to. So now let's just recap for a second and put this all together. The Rambam, complete confusion. Mitzvah Hagavra, Mitzvah Hakarka. Confusion in terms of the psukim he quotes. Sefer HaMitzvos, he quotes the Gavra, Pasuk Karsh, Katzer Tishvos first, then he quotes the other psukim which sound like Karka. In the Koteret to Shemitah V'Yovel, he says it's about the Aretz. In Halakha Aleph, he says it's about the Gavra, but then he quotes the Pasuk that's about the Karka, and then afterwards he quotes the Pasuk that's about the Gavra. So complete confusion regarding that. Number two, the Pasuk of a Karsh, Katzer Tishvos about the Gavra is highly problematic to begin with, whether it even refers to Shvius or not. And even if you could somehow figure out an explanation that yes, in some way it can refer to Shvius, why would it be the primary mukar in Sefer HaMitzvos if the other ones are you know, less problematic, Mikoros? If you could throw it in at the end of the day. You don't have to put it up front. And now the other issues are the Rambam using their general language, Avodas Haaretz, in many, many places, make it sound like that it's very expansive isser, it's a very expansive assay. There are many, many things that you could do that are going to be usser. But then in Shemitah V'Yovel, he's very clear that there's actually four specific things that are usser deraisa. Everything else is only derabanan. So that doesn't seem to make any sense. And that's true also in the Los essays. And then this additional problem, at the end of the day, the Rambam counting Los Isra and Los Ismar differently, even though you might think that it's really the same thing on just two different chafzas, and they should be counted the same. So those are a lot of, you know, one issue is okay. Two issues, three issues, four, five issues, you have to realize that there must be something bigger going on. So what is that? So Bekitzer, what I would like to suggest, and then hopefully try and highlight this idea further, is that the Rambam understood that there are really two things going on in Shemitah, as is quite obvious. And that is, there's a din, v'shavsa aretz, Shabbos l'Hashem, Shabbos shabbosom yel aretz. On Shemitah, the land rests, and it has to rest. But that's not purely a kovas hakarka. At the end of the day, there's a much more specific expression of that theme, and that is a chiyuv on the gavra to be shovitz, a chiyuv on the gavra to tap into what the aretz already is and should be doing, and it's a chiyuv on the gavra to be shovitz. But the Chiyuv HaGavra is much more specific than the general Chovas HaKarka. The Chiyuv HaGavra is really on four very concrete, specific pu'ulos that are mevatel the Shvisas HaKarka. Now, it still could be the case that the Chiyuv HaKarka is... to take a step back. If that's really true, if there's only four specific expressions, who cares that there's a Shvisas HaKarka at the end of the day? So in a way, it's similar to Shabbos, l'mashal. The Ramban shita about Shabbos is that Shabbos, we know, there's 39 melachos, and more than that, but there's specific maisim that you if you do on Shabbos, you're mevatel shvisas Shabbos. You're mevatel the assay of being shovis on Shabbos. But the Ramban, appropriately, Parshas Emor, the Ramban speaks about shvus, and shvusim derabana. And many, many things that the Rabban and Asr of Mishum Shvus. And the Rabban says those are all kiyum in the Deraisa, because there's a theme of Shabbos. Shabbos is meant to be an all-encompassing day of rest. And therefore, even if something's not one of the particular expressions that really, in a much more extreme way, damages that idea of Shvitzah, there are things which are less extreme. But those things, there's a kiyum Deraisa in abstaining from them, and tapping into the full concrete Kedusha Shabbos. So too in Shvius, Shvisas HaKarka means that there's a kiyum in abstaining from all avodos in a very broad way. Of course, very specifically, particularly, there are certain concrete avodos that are much more extreme and that are much more harmful to that Shvisas HaKarka. And those things you're going to get malchus for, and it could be that on a specific pu'ula level, those are the only things that are aser deoraisa. But on a kiyum level, in a broader sense, it really is about avodas haaretz, and it's about the Shvisas HaKarf. And I think that helps us, that idea helps us with a number of things. Obviously, it helps us with the confusion, the back and forth between Shvisas HaAretz and Shvisas HaGavra, because the Rambam is really trying to show you that they're intertwined, that they're really, they come together in both directions. And therefore, he says them in different places. It also works out very nicely that the Rav was fond of pointing out that the Rambam and the Koteret will often use the Koteret as the means of expressing the Kiyum HaMitzvah, and then he'll use in the actual Mishnah Torah, when he formulates it, he's often will talk about the actual Maisa Mitzvah, you know, famously in Shofar and in other places also, the Rambam and the Koteret. So that would fit well here, that the Rambam and the Koteret specifically used just Shvisas HaKarka, and then in the Mishnah Torah, he said Shvisas HaGavra. So that helps a lot with that idea also. It also helps, I think this is what Jesse was saying before, it helps why the Rambam, even if the Pasuk's problematic, if in any way it can relate to Shemitah, why did the Rambam put it so up front? It's because the Rambam felt that however removed this particular Pasuk was from Shemitah, if in any sense it connected, he needed to use it to highlight this idea, to show that really the din of Shemitah has this Shvisas HaGavra component to it. And the more that we believe that there's really a Shvisas HaKarka din, that the Chetzo is significant, it becomes more understandable that once the Torah was Megala, that there are only two things, and they seem to be identical, and one of them's on a tree and one of them's on the ground, that the Rambam would say from there that really what the Torah is doing is showing that there's two categories of Karka. There's Karka, HaKarka, and then there's Karka, which is Ilanos. And that those shvisos, they might each have their own shvisos. Is it about Shvisas HaGavra? It's like shikaka. Who cares if it's Shvisas HaGavra me karka and Shvisas HaGavra me ilon? But if it's about the karka itself, it makes sense. It's mustabra that the Torah is megala, that they're two separate things. So I think this idea helps with a lot. Yeah.
It also explains why you give all the other stuff you get makot
marjus, because they're you're
because otherwise it should be totally mutar if there's that. You have to explain it.
100%. On those things, there's a kiyum in abstaining from those things, and that's what the Rambam is trying to highlight by using this very general lashon in all the places, because really those things are included in a sense in the spirit of it, even if particularly they're not as egregious and they don't violate the Shvisas HaKarka as egregiously. So that took longer than I thought. As it usually does. So what I want to do in the next 10-15 minutes is just try and show in a couple other areas, highlight this idea, highlight what it means to have Shvisas HaKarka, Shvisas HaGavra, and perhaps the interplay between them. And it's less so these other examples in the Rambam itself, but just in other areas and perhaps in other shittos to show how this idea could express itself. So one issue that comes up is the issue of Chiluk Malachos. If you look on page 5, I just want to add one other point, which is you find something parallel in the mitzvah, which actually is Kuf Lamed Gimel, Kuf Lamed Dalet, right before the mitzvah say of Shvisas HaAretz, which is the mitzvah of Hefker in Shvias. Rambam there also uses a very interesting lashon, but Hefker, he said, which is it's also a dual lashon there, and I think these ideas fit well together. So the Rambam says that mitzvah lamedalit, kuf lamedalit, he should tzivanu lahafkir kol mashas tzmiach haaretz b'shnas ha-shmita. There's a mitzvah to be mafkir anything that grows in your land on Shmita. You're not the bailim, you have to be mafkir. There's a mitzvah to be mafkir. V'hifkir tzimche adnasinu kulam l'chol adam. V'hifkir, which sounds like Hashem was mafkir all tzimche adnasinu, all our land, kulam, all the land, l'chol adam, to everyone. It sounds like there are two things going on there also in hefkir, which is number one, there's, and this is also a hafkir that Chronim talked about, is hefker on Shvias afkata de malka? Is it a hefker from the Ribbono Shalom? Or is it afkata de gavra, that there's a chiv on you to be mafker? And the Rambam sounds like both. Really, the Ribbono Shalom was mafker al peirus, but still there's a maisa mitzvah for you to be mafker, to tap into it. The idea exists independently. There's an idea in Shvias with ours. The land is not yours in Shvita, but you also have to tap into it yourself as a gavra. That's a parallel to this. Okay. Moving into Chiluk Malachos quickly. The Gemara in Makos has this fascinating Mishnah where it kind of, one of these Mishnahs where it speaks about racking up Aviros. The Mishnah says, Yish Chorish Telemecha B'chayv Lo Mishrim Shmona Lavin. You can do one act of Charisha and violate 8 Lavin if you're trying to get into the Guinness Book of World Records for Isur. So Achorish Peshur Vechamor, they Mukdashin, Vikilayim, Vikarim, Uvishvias, you're doing Charishan Shvias, Vyantiv, and Anyantiv, Vikoy, Vinazar, Vesatom, etc. Fine. The Gemara has an interesting question, which the Gemara says, Amrle Ulalar Nachman, Vililki Namim Shum Zareh Vyantiv. You're Chayv Charishas, you're Chayv Eat, but we should add a ninth to the list. You did Zareh Anyantiv, so you should get nine sets of Malkos. Amrle Tan Vashir, yeah, Inachanami, it's just not in the Mishnah. Amrle Tanakatani Shmonu Atamir Tan Vashir, okay, interesting. Methodological question over here. He says, how can you say Tana Vashir? He said, eat. It's specific. Okay. Omar Rava, Yesh Chilak Malachos B'Shabbos, Ein Chilak Malachos B'Yantiv. A very important cloud. But on Shabbos, there's something called Chilak Malachos, which means that if you do all 39 Malachos at once, or you do multiple Malachos at once, you're chayv for each and every one independently. But on Yantiv, Ein Chilak Malachos B'Yantiv, if you do multiple Malachos at the same time on Yantiv, you're only chayv once. You're not chayv multiple times. So the Ramban Al-Attar asks a fascinating question. He says, "V'i koshelon v'lechay namim shum chorish v'shvias." Why aren't you also chayiv an additional one for shvias? Because you're doing charisha and zriya. Oh, so he has two answers here. The first one is astonishing. "Ikol amemer ein chiluk malachos v'shvias k'shem she'ein chiluk malachos v'yantiv." Just like we say, there's no chiluk malachos on yantiv. There's no chiluk malachos on shvias. His second answer is more of a lav davka. He says, the Gemara is going according to the Manda Amar who holds in Moikata and the Chorish Vashvias Ein Aloka, they don't get Malkus for Charisha, so you would only get Malkus for Zriya. Fine. That's just an Ein Hachanami answer. The Ritva takes this a step further. He asks the question of Loki Namim Shum Zareh Vyantiv, and he says, Hu Adin Dafshul Miksha Vashvias, El Tachad Dinayim Nakeh. His first answer is, yeah, Ein Hachanami, you could have asked from Shvias, but we just chose one or the other. Inami. He's saying, there's not even a Havamina. Yantiv, if there was a Havamina, then there should be Chilak Malachos. Maskana is not. There's not even a Havamina that Shvias should have Chilak Malachos. Now, this is a fascinating thing. Is there Chilak Malachos on Shvias? You would think, basically, that Pasha there should be. That there should be Chilak Malachos. And that's what the Minchas Kinek says, Shein Chav Zayin. Upashit, the Zri of Izmiram, Shnei Shemos, Kim Shnei Lavin, Mikulakin. They're two separate losases. They're two separate Lavin. That should be Chilak Malachos. What's the pshat in Chilak Malachos, Ein Chilak Malachos? The pshat is that Shabbos, the losase, there's one losase for Shabbos. Losasako Malacha. It's a very general din. So there's 39 expressions of that, but you might think that it's all just one Isser. So if you do multiple expressions of the same Isser, it's one thing. And therefore, the Torah requires a Gzeres HaKasa to teach you on Shabbos that there is Chilak Malachos. Three-way Machlokas in the second Shabbos, what that Makar is, but there's a Makar to teach you. What about Yantiv? Yantiv, also, there's no specific Malachos enumerated on Yantiv. There's a general din. Kol Malacha Lo Sasa, or Kol Malacha Savoda Lo Sasa, this week's Parsha, over and over again. So it's very mustaber that even though there's many things that's usher to do on Yantiv, it's all just an expression of that one singular lav, which is the same lav. So it doesn't really matter. That's the explanation. That's the pshat in Ein Chilak Malachos. But Shvihis, we saw they're different Isurim. They're multiple Isurim. There's not one general Isur. There's not one pasuk that says Lo Sasa Kol Malacha B'Shvihis. There's Lo Sizmor, Lo Sizra. It's like saying Chelo V'Dam. The Torah has one pasuk saying don't eat Chelo. One pasuk saying don't eat Dam. Would anyone ever say that you're only Chayv one if you have Chelo V'Dam together? No, of course not. It's two separate things. They're totally distinct. So what on earth is Pshat in these Deus and the Ramban and the Ritva and some other Rishonim have it all as well? The Karen Or, I was very happy to find that. I found this out. I was very excited by it. I found the Karen Or and Moikatan actually asked this Kasha also. And he says, on this day, what on earth? Minolei l'chalik. He says, makes this point, Ein chiluk malachos liyantiv mishum dekol malachos nemar v'lav echad. It's all included in losa asa kol malacha. Uminolei l'chalik. Aval v'shviyas pedal malachos shenemar v'torah v'adek ha'eval kol achas v'achas. Kevin dinemar kol echad b'lav v'fnei atzvam. And even Charisha, which we learn after, if you hold this deraisa from Klal Prat, still seems distinct. It's learned from a separate pasuk. So what on earth is Pshat in this Deya holds in Chiluk Malachos and Shvias, this Deya in the Rishonim? So I think the Pshat is clear. It works beautifully based on the Yisod we developed in the Rambam, which is, yes, Shvias, there are independent Isurim, which are particularly egregious. But they all really stem from one general theme. There is a general unifying theme, which is Shabbos, Shabbos, and Yel Aretz, which is Shabbos, Aretz, La'ashem. That asay, that klali theme, Kol Avodas Aretz, actually binds them all together. And even though, yes, there are separate losases in the sense that Each one is an independent maisa, which is particularly egregious and violates that shvisa in a more severe way. But maybe, Tachin, if you do them together, these two egregious acts together, since they're both really violating, they're an iser to violate the shvisa ta'aretz, it's really one din of violating shvisa ta'aretz, and that perhaps could justify an opinion out there that holds in chilek malachos. Yeah.
Well, the parallel beyond it. I understand the whole thing with each shvisa. You can just say that they both violate Shabbat, Shabbat, and Laret. But why would the parallel be Rambam be Yontif? What's the assay of Yontif? In the corollary case of Yontif?
Yeah, Yontif. No, but Yontif, the lowest assay is formulated as in a general way.
Correct. So, but I'm saying it should just be a thing specific to shvisa, no?
It doesn't. The Rambam is not saying that they're working exactly the same way. He's just saying once you on the list, you have Shemitah, and on the list, you have Yontif. So the Gemara asked, oh, there should be one more for Shemitah, for Yontif. Why doesn't it say there should be one more for Shemitah? So they don't have to be operating the exact same way, yeah?
On Shabbos, we have a general.
Exactly, that's what I was saying, though. On Shabbos, we have a general, Los Aspam Malacha. That's why the Gemara has a three-way machlokas, but how we learn Chiluk Malachos. The Gemara says, yeah, in Echanami, if we didn't have Xeris HaKasav, we would have thought that we would only violate one.
Jeez, we don't have any.
On Yontif, we don't have a, and Shemitah, we don't have a specific Zer Zakasa.
That's
what you're going to say. Right. Yeah. Exactly. So that I think, this idea, again, that this the general din of Chovas HaKarka, Shabbos HaShem, the Aseh, is tied to the specific Yisurim, and that they actually flow from the general din, can help us explain this day. Okay. Weiter, maybe a couple more points. So more on this idea of Shvisa Zakark and Shvisa Gavah. So the Chinuch basically on the bottom of page 5 just quotes the Lashon HaRambam. He doesn't say anything significant. The Minchas Chinuch is very into the idea that Shvius must be a Chovas HaKarka. It's not a Chovas HaGavah at all. And he gives Nafkaminas to this. So that's the Minchas Chinuch on the top, page 6. So he says, one of the Nafkaminas is whether you can have Amir La'akam. So he says, you're not going to violate the los asay if you do amir lakum, but you'll violate the asay. Why? Skipping. Mivur from the pasuk, zir sakasa da oritz tishbos. Because the los asays are dinim on the gavra, so when you do amir lakum, you're not doing it. The guy is doing it for you. But the asay is a din in the karka, and therefore you would violate it even for amir lanach. And then he says, "Kemosha mitzavim al shvisas kelim shvisas behemah shabbos." We're going to be suv on those things on shvisas aretz b'shmita v'chulei. He enumerates later in the piece that also another nafkamina are women chayiv in the asay. So he's mechadish. He says, "Women are typically pater from mitzvah seishas as mangram. Shvis lechora would be as mangram. It's time back." But he says that's only true. He tries to prove, I think there's a ritzah in Kiddushin or something. So he says that that's only true, the din, that Petura, mitzvah, seishan, zivan, grama, is only true from mitzvahs ala gavra. But if it's a mitzvah ala karka, women are actually going to be chayavos in the asay. There's no Petura, mitzvah, seishan, zivan, grama, on a mitzvah, on a chefza. That's another nafkamina suggests. And then in Shin Chafav, on the second piece here, he discusses whether the din of shvisas karka is going to relate to whether. Is it mutter to plant before Shvius when it's going to grow, it's going to sprout on Shvius itself? And he says, maybe, since it's Shvius of the Karka, it actually would be usur, even though on Shabbos, you're allowed to do Malach on before Shabbos, that will manifest on Shabbos itself. So he wonders about that, but again, that would be perhaps another nafkamina about Shvius of the Karka, if you plant before Shvius, but it actually grows on Shvius, because you're violating the Shvius of the Karka. The Minchas Chinuch is very into this idea. This whole thing flows, the greatest marker for this idea, Shvisa HaKarka, flows from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Tesvav Mabez, which is discussing the issur to sell animals to non-Jews. And the Gemara there says, though, that if you sell an animal to a non-Jew that they could use to, that theoretically they might sheft it to eat, they're not going to use it to work their land on Shabbos, that would be mutter. So the Gemara says, how do I know that when you have a case of Lifnei Iver, speaking out the background quickly, if you have a case of Lifnei Iver, if you have a Tliya, if there's a way that it's possible that it won't be a Lifnei Iver because they'll use it for something else, that it's Mukta for you. And they bring a Mishnah, you can't sell to a Jew who's Choshed on Shvius an animal that's going to be Choresh on Shvius. They think it's fine. Why? Because you have a Tliya, because maybe he won't use it to work, maybe he will Shekta. So you see, there's no problem with Lifnei Iver, when theoretically they might not use it for an Avira. So Rabba says, Midam. Hasamina the mitzvah shis sabamta shvias. There's no comparison. A person is not chayiv on shis sabamta shvias, but hacha the mitzvah shis sabamta shabbos is saying, in addition to lifnei iver on Shabbos, there's another issue which is shvias sabamta. So maybe if you just have lifnei iver, then a tliya should work. But how do I know if there's lifnei iver and something else like shvias sabamta that a tliya will work? Armalei Abaye v'chol heikadav the mitzvah aser. Is it really true that anytime you're mitzvah on something else in addition to lifnei iver, it's aser for you to sell something? Very sada the other mitzvah shvias sadei b'shvias the tanah b'shami omrim lo yimkor b'shol matirim v'nei shiachal avira. So you have this line in the Gemara that when it comes to sadeh, adam mitzuva shvisa sadeh b'shvias, that a person is chayiv on his field resting on shvias. And Rashi there says simply shna shabbos in yivaretz. It's supposed to be shna shabbos in yivaretz. The Ritva also the isura de sadeh b'shu mitzuva shvisasa. And some other Rishonim Tosfos Rabbi Yochanan, it's clear from them that if you own a field on shvias and someone else, another Jew, comes and plants on your field, that you're going to violate. You're going to violate Shvius because of that. Because it's a chiyuv, it's your chiyuv on your field. It's a din in the karka. Tosfos Arid over there really does not like this idea. He says, Kashali tuba, I don't understand the Gemara. Umidami tzivu de shvisa sadeh v'shvius tzivu de shvisas v'hamto v'shabas. How could the Gemara possibly compare shvisa sadeh on Shvius to the din of shvisas v'hem on Shabbos? Tzivu de shvisa sadeh v'shvius eino elashel lo yasehu melacha v'sadeh. Shvius is just that you are not, as a gavra, allowed to do malach in your field. Avam hisker sadeh lechashar al shvius in over a maskir. But if you hire out you rent out your field to someone else who's going to work on shvius, that's not your responsibility. That's him violating his personal chiyuv. And the only issue is with neiver. Lasker sadeh legoy b'shvius in boisir torah klad alon yisavis al shvius karka. Eloshel yasav em malach. It's very clear. There's no din of shvius karka. There's just a din that you're not allowed to do malach. It happens to be at the end, he's so bothered by this, he actually ends up flipping. And the question is to what degree he flips. He says, when he started off saying, Lo Yitachi, there's no way Shvius is a Shvius Karka, it's only a din in the Gavra, he ends up being so bothered by the Gemara that he ends up kind of resulting to saying, yeah, okay, maybe there really is an idea of Shvius Arts going on. And like quoting Rashi to that. So that's this Gemara, which really highlights that there is this idea of Shvisa Zakarka. What I'm suggesting in the Rambam is that perhaps, even though this idea is true, the din is not fully a Shvisa Zakarka, and there'll be a Nafkamino running out of time, so we won't be able to go through all of them. But the Nafkamino will be that there's a din of Shvisa Zakarka, but it's important that the way that you're Mevatel the Shvisa Zakarka is through a Pu'ula that the Adam is Mitzuvah. So in a chayami, typically you would think a nafkamina shvisa karka is the shvisa karka. You can't have, let's say, grama. You can't have amir lenachri. Any way that the land has worked will violate the shvisa karka. But if it's true that there's shvisa karka, and the way that you ruin the shvisa karka is through the ma'isa ha'adam, because there's a link between them, then it's possible that, yes, there's shvisa karka, but the only way that you ruin it is by you yourself actually affecting it. So very, very quickly, we'll run through just... We won't go through both of the next issues, just the issue of Amir Lanathari, and then we'll close on the bottom of page 6 to the top page 7. The Gemara in Bava Metzia has an interesting question. It says, Ma'usha Yomar Adam Lanathari Chasom Parasi Vidashva. Is it mutter to, there's an Isser of Chasima, you're not allowed to muzzle your animal when it is threshing. So can you ask a guy to muzzle the animal for you? Maybe Amir Lanachri is a very specific din in Shabbos. Disr Skila, because in Isr Skila. Ava Chasim or Disr Lavlo. But Chasim, which is only in Isr Lav, there's no din of Amir Lanachri. Maybe there's no difference between them. Okay. Tosos, however, says over here, Afal Gav on the side to say that it might should be Mutter because it's only a Lav. Afal Gav, Besechis Moid Katan Amrina, Dibishvius Vichol Shemoid, Osir Amir Lanachri. Hasam Mishum Shabbos Fiyantiv Chadam El Sahib Gazarat Shabbos. He says, even though in Shvius and Kalamoy there is an Isra Amir Lanachri, that's because they're similar to Shabbos and they were Gozer Atu Shabbos. The Chacham Shlomo there is really, really upset by this because he says, I looked in all of Maseches Moed Katan and I never found anywhere that it says that Amir Lanachri is also in Shvius. It doesn't say anything about Amir Lanachri anywhere in the Maseches. So what's Pshat and Tosos? They say, it must be a Tos Sofer in Tosos. He has no resolution to it. But, he says, even though that's true, even though it's a Tosofer in Tosos, he believes that the din is correct. Ki bevadai aser amir lekusi b'shvius afilim tomar shemuter b'shabbos lefisha shvius tala Hashem yisvaris kedusha baris desi shavas shabbos niyaris. He thinks even if you're talking that on Shabbos there'd be no din of amir lenachri, there definitely would be a din of amir lenachri on shvius because it's all a din in the karka. It's a din in the land itself. So it doesn't matter if you're doing it or if a guy is doing it. If the land is being worked, that's a problem. Others say this idea as well, that related to this. It happens to be that, if you take a look over there, the Tosfos Rashi, when they ask Tosfos' question, they actually leave out the Shvius part, and it's possible that there's a machlokas whether Amir Lenachri actually is also in Shvius or not. That could be either because the machlokas, the other day it might hold, it's a Mitzvah Hagavra, and it's a Mitzvah Hagavra in Yisr Lav, there's no Amir Lenachri, or they might hold that even though it's a Shvius HaKarka, the din is Shvius HaKarka, mimaleches Adam, mimaleches Yehudi, mimaleches, you know, a person in a direct way. The way that you're mevatel the din of Shvius HaKarka is by a direct Maisa Adam into the Karka. That's the other possibility, and that would fit very nicely with the Rambam. So just to conclude, I think what we tried to, in a way not so quickly, show is the Rambam has a very complicated presentation of the mitzvos of Shvius. What he's driving at is that there is a general theme of Shvius HaRet, Shvius Karka, that happens no matter what you do, the land is supposed to rest in Shvius. But there's a very particular relationship between the person and the land, and the person can be mevatel that Shvius HaKarka with specific pe'ulos that he does, and that also is very important. That's the mitzvos of Shvius. That idea, this duality between the Shvius HaKarka working together with Shvius HaGavra, has manifestations in many different issues, some which we saw, some which we didn't get to. But I think it's also just a very powerful message to think about on Yom HaTzmud and in a Shemitah year specifically, which is that there's a Shvius HaKarka no matter what. And it's like Shabbos. Shabbos is Kavua V'Kaima. It comes no matter what. It's there whether you keep Shabbos or not. Shemitah's like that also. And even when we weren't in Eretz Yisrael, for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years, the Shemitah was still happening. The Shabbos HaAretz was still happening in a broad sense. And there's something so beautiful about that and profound about that, it's a deep insight into Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the fact that that's the case, that exists no matter what. But in addition to that, I think this idea of the Rambam helps us appreciate that it's not simply about the objective, abstract Shvius HaKarka, Kedushas HaKarka, and that intrinsic to the mitzvah of Shemitah is the relationship of Gavra vis-a-vis the Karka. The relationship of the Gavra, whether he keeps, whether he shoveis the Karka, or whether he is mevatel the Karka. The Karka will be shoveis either way, but he as a Gavra, in his relationship to it, can be mevatel that Shvisa, in a way similar to a person could be mevatel Shabbos, even in a way where Shabbos will be Shabbos no matter what he does. And that idea is so profound, and it's so beautiful to reflect on what the return of the State of Israel did. And that even though there was the Shvius HaKarka for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years, we were missing in a huge way, with the exception of a couple of Yechidim for the most part, we were missing the Shvius HaGavra. We were missing people interacting directly with the Karka, being Shoveitz, refraining themselves as Gavras from the Lafos and Shvius. And therefore, just as another thing to reflect on in the Stei Yom HaTzmud, number one, to reflect on the Kedushas HaKarka of Eretz Yisrael, the profound idea that it's Kadosh no matter what, whether we're there or not, and that idea has profound manifestations for what we should be striving for in Shemitah, a kiyum, of a very, very broad kiyum of many, many melachos. But at the same time, we should appreciate and give shevach ve'hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the state and giving us this tremendous opportunity to perform mitzvos of Yishuv Haaretz, to interact with the land, and to encounter directly the Kedushas Haaretz as Gavras. Wishing you all a Yom HaTzmud Sameach.